For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Sam White. Today I'm joined by Burton Kelso to talk about consumer security. Interested in hearing more from Burton? Go visit his website at burtonkelso.com. Burton, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So today I wanted to talk with you about consumer security. Burton, we've been doing these episodes for over a year now, and I really wanted to get your take on consumer security as a whole. So, in your opinion, what do you think are the most important security topics for consumers to be aware of?
Well, one of the first topics I would bring up would let people know that cybersecurity is a human problem, meaning that most people and businesses that are going to get hacked, it's because someone clicked on something that they shouldn't have. 99% of all cybercrime requires some form of human interaction. And I think if people get out of the mindset of, well, anybody can just log into my device, I'd make our world a little bit safer because people would pay more attention to making sure that they aren't clicking on links in text messages and in emails and falling for the various phishing schemes that are coming around. I think our next major consumer threat is social media hacking. We see it all the time. People have social media accounts that have been hacked. And one of the things that causes that hacking is that people are not changing their passwords on their social media accounts. I think they rely on osmosis to try to protect their social media accounts. But in reality, all it takes is enabling two-step or two-factor authentication and making sure that you change your passwords on your social media accounts. And then finally, I think one of the major things that people need to be aware about as far as cyber threats is not the social media platform TikTok, but shopping apps such as Temu and Shein, which are designed to scour your phone and to steal your information and to sell it on to cyber criminals. Some people get it mixed up and think, well, social media is monitoring me anyway, but social media platforms are scanning to find out what your favorite sites are, so they can present that to their advertisers as to finding people who are going to buy specific products. But Chinese-based apps, Shein and Temu, are specifically designed to gather information and to sell that information on to bad threat actors or countries that are working with cyber terrorists.
And where should someone with little to no cybersecurity knowledge go to learn more to keep themselves safe?
Well, there's a variety of tools that you can use in order to keep yourself safe. Obviously, Cybercrime Magazine would be one of those resources that you would need to go to make sure that you understand what threats are out there and how to protect yourself. Also, it's just understanding that you need to just stay safe from cyber threats by just changing passwords on a regular basis, setting up two-factor authentication, and using secure passwords for all of your accounts, as well as using a password keeper to keep all of those different passwords. I would say at this day and age, as far as cybercrime, a lot of it is just common sense. Don't click on links, don't give out your information, and change your passwords on a regular basis.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I will say this, that I hope we reach a period where we see less cyber threats. But until people understand that they have to be their own human firewall in order to stay safe, we'll continue to see cyber attacks.
Burton, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Sam White. To learn more tech tips from Burton, visit burtonkelso.com. To hear more of our podcasts, go to cybercrime.radio.